Blog Talk Radio.
Absolutely the truth, brother. Welcome to the show.
whatever faith, whatever religion you believe in, you know what I mean? Be it Easter Sunday or any other Sunday, hope we're doing the things that are right for your life, whatever works for you, whatever puts the wind in your sails. We hope that's what you're doing today and just staying away from the negativity. You know what I mean? Like the song told you, it's definitely a thin line between love and hate.
Ooh, yes.
You know, I'm gonna have to take full credit for that one. I have to totally apologize on the engineering side because I know today is Easter Sunday and I don't know if we should be talking about thin line between love and hate. But then I guess the topic of the show is today, what kind of love do you need? So I guess that could be applicable. What do you think?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I must say, Ms. LaShawn, my heart is still broken by that prank y'all pulled on 88.1. I'm sure you've been checking. A lot of slack about that one.
It wasn't just you, okay? I'm still pissed off at all of them. I went over there. I poured my heart out. I cried. My phone was blowing up 6 o'clock that morning, and, you know, I didn't appreciate that either, but, you know, they considered an April Fool's joke, and they also looked at it as, you know, for the community to come together to see how much they loved us. Okay, you've been in the community 37 years, okay? You got roots in the community, so, you know, you ain't got to do nothing like that, so...
Why does that sound like give me some money?
Because that's what it was about. that's what it was about. Give me some money, okay? We got our pledge drive coming up pretty soon, so give me some money.
Hey, I would tell you, so that was some real player-ish right there. Look, you know what I mean? We can talk all we want, but if you ain't talking about no money, I ain't trying to hear you right now.
What can mama say, huh? And you know, yesterday was my birthday, so I appreciate some birthday shout outs from my peoples and stuff.
Well, happy birthday to you. You don't look a day over 21.
Ooh, thank you, boo. And I've been 21 for the past, 21 years?
Can we get a vote on that?
No. No, we can't, okay?
Can we get a vote on that?
Ain't no vote taken on that one there, bruh.
But you know what I'm going to tell you, though? Even though it pissed a lot of people off, it was a very effective method because we all have a way. You know, it kind of ties into what we're talking about today. What kind of love do you need? The love that the station needs is to get the message out there of what life would have been like without them.
Without it, exactly.
You know what I mean? Everybody takes things for granted, whether it's your significant other or the only black radio station in Las Vegas. We get to thinking of taking things for granted, like, if I turn it on, it's going to be there. So in a way, I can see what they were trying to do. It kind of ties into what we're talking about today. What kind of love do you need in your life? You know what I mean? Taking things for granted.
That's
something we all need. Go ahead. What do you say, man?
You know, we do take things for granted, and when it's taken from you, it's like, oh, I missed that, okay? And, you know, life is short, and I just experienced a couple friends of mine that, you know, had succumbed to their issues and stuff like that, and... You know, it just brought me to reality that, you know, life is short, so enjoy it while you can, because the next day is not promised to you. You know what I'm saying? And I've been hurt, you know, for the past few days. I've been crying because the friends that I've lost, I mean, very close friends, and it brought me to a realization, like I said, the next day is not promised to anyone, so enjoy every day to the fullest, okay? And if you're mad at somebody, resolve that, because you might not be able to say I'm sorry later on your part or their part. So, you know, it's like baby, I'm sorry, you know, and resolve the issue and just keep it moving. And just enjoy your day as much as possible as you can.
That's all we can do, man, and that's, you know, that's one of the key reasons I brought up, you know what I mean, this topic was put together about what kind of love do we need. You've got a lot of people spend their entire childhood and adulthood going through life searching for things. Some of it is unrealistic. Some of it is realistic. Some of it is deserving. Some of it is undeserving.
Right.
And so what kind of love do you need out there, my folks in Radio Land? To all my family out there all over, what's good, you know what I mean? The boy in the wind today, so I can't see you on the switchboard, but I know some of y'all on the internet. As a matter of fact, I want to take a moment and thank the thousands and thousands of people that have listened to us online. Man.
And the people we've become friends with, you know?
The people that
we've become friends with that's been there for us, that we haven't even met yet. You know what I'm saying?
Ain't that the truth?
Yeah,
you know
we haven't met them. But you know, they're there for us every week. Okay? And they're like, hey, I got your back. And how many people got that? You know what I'm saying?
Wow, Joy, that is crazy that you led into that.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's the first thing that I was going to start off with, this thing where we all say, I got your back. In love, and when I'm talking about love today, I'm not only talking about relationship love. I'm talking about family love, love of our children and our siblings, love of our friends. When you have somebody's back, it's a very important thing because a lot of times we feel as though we're just blowing in the wind by ourselves. There's an old cliche that say, yeah, I was just with a lot of people and I was in their company, but truth be told, I was all alone. That's deep.
That's
deep. That statement is so deep right there. You know, so you can be standing with 10 people, but truth be told, 9 of them don't mean you no good. They just there for whatever reason to see what they can get.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
And that's the thing. K Diddy, where you at? K Diddy?
But y'all can't hear me?
You can't hear
I'm
you right. Now. What's up, dog?
Okay, make some noise, bruh.
No, well, I was just listening. You know, I was in mediation, meditation. I was just thinking about what kind of love do you need? I mean, you know, because I could think, boy, people need all kind of stuff, man. I guess it's different for everybody else. That's a deep question.
It is. It really is.
Hey, but I got somebody else who want to join us, so hold on right quick. Let me let them in, you know what I mean?
Okay.
They might have something interesting worth saying.
Mm-hmm.
Big Tony.
727, you on with us? Come
Tony,
on.
Tony, how you doing?
I'm doing all right, man.
This is Hollywood.
My man, Hollywood. What's up, Steve Hollywood?
How you doing?
I'm doing all right, brother. You know what I mean? As a matter of fact, let me give you the proper introduction. This is my man, Steve Hollywood, entertainment sports guru who's got the ins and the outs of the whole, you know, entertainment business. And he's on today because we talking about what kind of love you need. And he was going, he kind of chipped in early.
I got to tell you, Tony, I've been listening to your show, and you've got a terrific show and great listenership, and I'm glad that I'm back in Vegas doing some business. I've known you a long time, and it's a great pleasure to call on your show today, Tony.
Man, it's greatly appreciated because you're one of the first people. You're one of the first people who gave a brother a break, you know what I mean, on a radio show. But, hey, I'm going to jump straight into the segment that I had for you because I was being all philosophical. The reason I got my man, Hollywood Steve, on the show today is he going to talk about what kind of love Tiger Woods and Jesse James needed while they went out and did their thing, and he going to tell us if he agreed or disagreed
exactly.
The way
and, you know, we're talking, all you listeners, I mean, and you listen to Tony, and this is Hollywood Steve calling in, but, you know, let's talk first about the problem or the issue itself, and we're talking sex addiction, right, Tony?
Well, yeah, sex addiction, it's a new thing everybody's throwing up, but yeah, let's talk
yeah,
sex
but
addiction.
Tony, can I say something? Tony.
Yes.
A lot of people, from what I'm hearing, they're using this as an excuse. You know,
absolutely. And what is who am I listening to? What is your name?
Joy LaShana.
Hi, Joy. Hollywood Steve. And I totally have to agree with you.
A lot of people are using this as an excuse for them to be out there and just do anything. Okay.
Well, it's almost like it's the same whether it's Charlie Sheen going into drug rehab
mm-hmm.
or it's almost
right.
like. It's like, you know, it's accepted, and it's like, you know, this is part of the culture now.
Exactly.
And I totally agree with you, and it's not like you can't – it's almost like these clinics and are almost like they're big-time spas. You know, they go in, they eat gourmet food, and you don't come out. You're not – are you better? Am I right or wrong? Am I right or wrong? You know, I mean, Tony knows me for almost 10 years, and I deal with pro athletes. I deal with celebrities, and I see it happening all the time. And as I say, I'm not to make moral judgment on people, but, you know, when you have an addiction, whether it's sexual or alcohol or drugs, I mean, you've got to want to cure yourself, too. You just don't
right.
go up and say, okay, I've got an issue. I can't control myself with women. I can't keep it in my pants. Okay, so I'm going to go to a clinic, and they're going to cure me of this.
Right.
I got a question for you, Hollywood.
Give it to me.
What kind of, so in other words, what kind of love? I have my own opinion of what kind of love Jesse James and Tiger Woods need, right? But what kind of love you think they need? Why they needed to be doing what they were doing, brother? What you think?
Can I throw another twist out there before you answer that question? Let's
start back with Tiger. When that all happened back in Thanksgiving and Christmas, and, you know, I saw it getting out of control, and the issue is, too, is, you know, he brought this on himself, you know, and it's like, you know, if he was married with no kids, but now he had the kids are involved, you know, if he was single playing on the circuit, like George Clooney is being in the Hollywood circuit, no one would care. But it's how it was handled, and you know, it spiraled out of control. So and then Jesse James, I thought something was up with that years ago when he did marry Sandra Bullock, and you know, it's like, you know, he's a biker guy, you know, he comes from a whole different set of tracks from where he's at, and
right.
you know. And you, am I right? Am I right? So
right.
You know,
you're right. You're right about that.
You look at the choice of women that he likes, and Tony, you know, correct me if I'm wrong, but apparently, you know, he doesn't go. I mean, he went for the Hollywood starlet, but then he wants the tattooed biker girls. Am I right?
Right.
Yes, sir.
That's just telling you right there. You know what he likes, and Sandra Bullock, you know, she's like totally different from what he's used to.
But you know what?
You got to understand, too, opposites attract.
Absolutely. I totally agree with you. But
right.
the whole thing is, you know, it's always like, you know, it's the bad person is the one that strays. But we don't know what actually went down in their household.
Right.
You know, and coming from, you know, being a woman, and I'm not taking sides, but there's two sides of every coin, am I right?
You are so right about that.
There's two sides to everything. And Tony's known me for almost 10 years, and he's known the women that I have dated from A to Z. And every woman is like, not any two are alike, okay? So,
right.
You know, and the same is with men with women. And I've got good girlfriends that I know that are going through divorces and having affairs. So, you know, it's one big melting pot out there, Tony, and all you listeners. And it's true, right?
Hold on. Hey, Diddy, give me a question, brother.
I just got a question. Yeah, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
I just got a question. I don't know why anybody giving Tiger a pardon, because You know, I see.
Nobody's giving Tiger a pardon. You know.
Can I finish my statement, please?
Whatever.
I see Tiger as just another kid that got introduced to some candy and just went crazy. He's another kid that never had a life, nothing. His whole life was about his profession. His whole life. Then one day he just woke up and seen all these little beautiful girls out there and realized the power and the control he had. He just went ape shit.
Yeah.
You know? He just
But understand, too, his dad did the same thing. So
absolutely.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
So he's looking at his dad doing that.
It doesn't matter if his dad did the same thing. We walk
yes,
in our
it
own
does,
shoes.
Because he's
I'm
looking
just,
at his dad, you know, doing the same thing. So he thinks it's good, you know, because his dad did it.
Well, you know, too, and let me just butt in here, too, Hollywood Steve, but I feel that some men and some women don't need to be married. And it's like, why did he even get married?
He was young. He
wanted to have kids, but I think this behavior of how he was, it just didn't start come Christmas, Thanksgiving when she busted out the windows of his truck. Okay.
Yep,
same with Jesse James. I mean, apparently Jesse James. I mean, this has been going on, and then you know, Tony. I gotta tell you too, Tony. This is Hollywood saying. You know, I mean, this guy, from what some of these girls are now coming forward. You know, he's having sex on a daily basis in his chopper shop, and these girls are coming and going all day while he's still going home to his wife. Now something's wrong with that picture.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm gonna give you all that, Hollywood Steve, but here's what I want to say.
Okay.
On some real ish. Well,
okay.
You know, the name of this show is Can a Player Play, and we keep it 100% on here. And the reality of this is that, like they said with Jesse likes him tattooed and slutty and freaky. And he went out of the box because maybe a part of him was attracted, you know what I mean? But Sandra should have known, I ain't giving her no ghetto pass. Everybody just all riding on Jesse.
She wanted a bad boy, too. She wanted a bad boy, too.
I like that, Tony. I like that. I'm not giving her a ghetto pass.
I ain't giving her a ghetto pass. You knew what you was getting into. You knew who you was messing with. His tattoos told you who he was.
And let me just iterate, too, and this is a great show you're having today, Tony, is, you know, I mean, for everybody and listeners and Joy and everybody like that, but, you know, she knew going into the ball game that he was married to a
woman. Exactly.
The guy was married to a porn star. So
okay.
It wasn't.
And his girlfriends were all strippers.
He was dating, you know, women that came out of the convent. I mean, she knew history.
Okay.
So,
yeah.
You know, I mean,
it's
I always
like
say,
it wasn't
you know,
foreign to her. I like Sandra Bullock, but you know she's totally different.
Maybe there was a side of her that wanted to be in that. So maybe there was a side of her, not as the actress side, but maybe as the girl that maybe wanted to be a little bit. And I use this, Tony, a little on the trashy
side.
You know,
maybe she wanted to be that.
She wanted to have that bad girl side.
She wanted a
It's a lot of good girls out here that want to have that bad boy, in their life and stuff.
She
maybe she wanted to have exactly.
Hey,
so, you know, what's good for the girls.
She should have got her back tattooed. She should have got her back tattooed so the rest of it ain't visible, and she should have learned to handle a strip pole. You understand what I'm saying? You got to play from the chandelier. On some real ish. You want a bad boy, you got to do what it takes to keep a bad boy. Just the way if a bad boy wants a good girl, you got to set some of your bad boy ways aside. You understand what I'm saying?
There you go.
Because you want a good girl.
Hey, personally, I think they both got what they was looking for. He was trying to step his game up. He was trying to be a little bit more conservative and get accepted, you know, in the movie industry.
You know what?
That's what he did. She wanted a bad boy. She wanted somebody to rock her world and flip upside down a couple times. And she got that.
K. Diddy, you know what? You and I, we don't agree on a lot of stuff, but you know what? For that, You know, I totally agree with you on that because they're like total opposites, and opposites attract.
Absolutely.
Okay? You know.
Well, listen, guys. Hollywood, Tony, are you there?
I'm here, brother. Hey, Hollywood.
I got to sign off. You guys have a great show, and I'm looking forward to calling in again. Okay.
All right, my
anytime,
brother.
Anytime, guy. Anytime.
You guys have a great day, okay? And enjoy the rest of your show, okay?
Happy Easter to you.
Right,
happy Easter to you guys, and you too, Tony, okay? Thank you for letting me call.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's my man.
All right, Tony.
My man.
We got another caller. Boy, we're going to let him right now, see what they got to say. If they got anything worthwhile listening to, we're going to let him in anyway.
Okay.
How about that?
That'll work.
813, you're on.
Good afternoon, all. I just wanted to make a comment.
Happy Easter.
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
I'm fine, baby.
I just wanted to comment on what you guys were saying to say that I don't know about you guys, but I'm a multifaceted individual. So I'm a little bit of the bad girl and the good girl. And that's what I want to say about both Jesse and Sandra, that I think there's a part of each of them that complements the other one.
It is. I really do think
that when you marry somebody and you take on those type of vows, there needs to be some type of sincerity to that. And I don't think that we should victimize Sandra for feeling that when Jesse James, a grown-ass man, stood up and made vows to her, that there were some expectations to be made or expected of that. We don't marry for a reason because we're not willing to give that type of expectation or commitment to somebody. But when you
And also look at his name, Jesse James, okay? I'm just saying.
What does that mean? So he's about to be an outlaw? No. We need to stop copping
out. I'm just saying.
Let's step away from his name. From his name and let's look at who he is, what he is, who he is, and what he's about. I've been a fan of Jesse James for years because my man is an adrenaline junkie.
Okay.
A lot of people, normal people, are not adrenaline junkies. This man flips cars over. He deals with crazy stuff, rides his bike into lakes, sets cars on fire, and drives them. That's an adrenaline junkie, which means his trend of thought is not on the same wavelength as me and you. We ain't trying to set no car on fire and go drive it.
And be in it.
I'm trying to keep it real with y'all. I'm not excusing his actions because I'm a firm believer. If you want to play, play. Say, baby, this is who I am. This is what I do. But if you want to marry me, I'm telling you who I am. I like them slutty and I like them tattooed. And if you want to be with me, you need some tats. You're going to learn to handle a strip pole. And you're going to have to just come down and drop down on me from the chandelier or something.
Hey.
Now,
do you believe he asked for that?
Obviously, he chose not to reveal this to Sandra, which is what he should have done because he is. And she is just like she wanted a bad boy. Because from all accounts before this all blew up, they were cool people.
Right.
He wanted
right.
the conservative girl. He wanted the quiet life because he had already probably had the strippers and already had the porn stars. So he wanted something calm.
You're so right about that,
influence.
Tony. You
yeah,
so
he,
right
wanted, he wanted
about
a good
that.
Influence on his kids. You know what I mean? He didn't want the porn stars and the strippers around his kids. And Sandra fit the billing. Oh, Lord of
That's
mercy. Sandra fit the billing. You know what I mean? But
yeah,
he should have handled himself as a man much better than what he did. You know what I mean? On
right.
some real ish. But I ain't giving neither one of them no get up pass because he knew what he was getting into and she knew what she was getting into. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And
right.
she got into a marriage with expectations like we all do. And I don't care if you marry the banker or the biker. When somebody stands there and makes those type of commitments to you, you have expectations that they're going to try to live up to it. you don't live, if he didn't live up to it, we can't go around victimizing her talking about she knew what she was getting into. Her husband is a businessman.
I don't know why. Why do people have all these expectations anyway?
Well, it's like I said, opposites attract, okay? She was attracted to him for being a bad boy. He was attracted to her for being a good girl. And
no! Part of her is that she sees a part of herself in him just like he sees a part of himself in her. That's what
That's what I'm saying. They are attracted to each other. He's a bad boy. She's a good girl. And she saw the bad girl in her, in him, and he saw the good guy in her. You know, that's what I'm saying. So, like I said, opposites attract. And it didn't seem to work out, you know, he just went to where he was at. I don't know if he forgot where he was at with her, you know, and he was just being the person that he is. You know, and it didn't work out. And I feel bad for both of them, you know, because from what I see, they're both good people, you know, and everything doesn't always work out.
I'm a firm believer. I just want to say this, babe.
Right.
I don't sit back like everybody and want villains and heroes out of these stories, because on some real-ish,
that is
a personal, private matter between man and his wife, Tiger and his wife, Jesse and his wife, you know what I mean, for them to figure their way out of this. Our input into this, everybody wants to, you know, hold other people to certain moral clauses, which, to be realistic, most of us don't apply in our life because everybody falls short of the good old glory at
some point. And you got to realize that everybody is human. Regardless of what you do, we're all human. We're human first, you know, our jobs are second. You know what I'm saying? So,
the main thing, who are we to judge?
Exactly.
I don't think we're trying to judge, but the whole point of y'all's show is step your game up. And we've been in this thing a long time, all of us, to keep talking about giving ourselves excuses and passes for bullshit, and that's the whole point about it. I'm not judging Jesse James. I don't have to judge him. His wife, his wife and the courts deal with that. But I'm trying to keep it real here. When he made a decision to marry him, that was the commitment that he made. Otherwise, why are we fooling around doing any of this stuff if we ain't trying to live up to anything?
There you go.
Yo, you know what I mean? First of all, I want to thank everybody for input, because the show is nice and heated, and I love it, the way the show is going. But what we got to do right now is, Mr. Maestro, I need you to take a quick little musical break. Hit us with something smooth. Y'all stick and stay. Don't go nowhere. We're coming back with this. What kind of love do you need? Do you need somebody flipping off the chandelier, or you need somebody bringing you roses? Holla at your
That's
boy.
That's stripper pole, baby. That's stripper pole.
Can we savor the moment?
Yo, yo, you listen to Candy, Canna Player Play. That was Mr. Q Harper. And I'm sending that out to all my potato chips, vine, and sausage, and hot sauce folks.
Okay. Mama like. I'm letting you know. Mama like.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, even though K. Diddy is being funny, he just touched on something that we were going to seg right into. We are what we are. And some K. Diddy's a van of sausage, potato chips, and coke at home kind of guy. And it takes that kind
yeah,
of...
Yeah,
he is. And he don't hide it. That's what K. Diddy... That's the kind of love K. Diddy needs. Potato chips, Vienna sausages, and a can of coke kind of love. Now, some of y'all may not understand that. Be like, what the hell? Just think about what I'm saying. Open your minds up. That is who he is, and he letting you know. Too many of us don't let people know who we are and what kind of love we need. There's brothers and sisters out there who require a materialistic kind of love. If you want to be with me, I heard a song the other day that just irritated me because if a brother says something like that, that's why players like me are out there. I say the things of the brothers out there that a shackle can't say. The song says, the girl saw the brother, she said, tell me your name, what car do you drive, how much money do you have?
Okay.
Somebody's phone is bringing through some extra static, but you know what I mean? Can you, why a brother can't say that in return if that's the kind of love he needs? You know what I mean? Why a brother can be like, look, sweetheart, tell me your name, what kind of car do you drive, and how much money do you got? Because maybe that's the kind of love I need.
Okay.
Somebody has a TV in the background, kid, that you need to identify that.
I'm sorry. That's me. I walked into another room. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay, okay. That's quite all right. You know, we get up, but we prolific. We're going to keep it moving.
Okay.
And some of us are prolific and prolific.
Yes.
Whatever.
KDD is prolific and prolific, whatever, dude.
Okay.
And that's what you need. When we ask the question, what kind of love do you need in your life? And see, I'm about to venture out into waters that most people are not comfortable, but what do I got to keep? I only live once, and I came here to say my piece and keep it moving. There's some people who are engaged in relationships where there has to be some kind of abuse for the relationship to function. Somebody got to be beating on somebody. Somebody got to be hollering because that's what they know. Is it dysfunctional? Yes, but that is who they are. By me being the player that I was before I retired, I got exposed to all aspects of the game. There's some women out there who like being choked and spanked, while there's some women out there who like to have a quiet meal with some classical music in the background. There are other women out there who require a blunt and some Hennessy. There are other women out there who require for you to be an intellect. We don't have to hide who we are, and everybody is so quick to judge, but what works for me works for me. And what works for you, works for you.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? I don't have to deal with it, and I don't have to live with it. So why should I care?
There you go.
And that's,
but that's what we're talking about.
That
comes with people, man, that's not really keeping it real, as they so like to say, keep it real.
Yeah.
But a lot of people don't even really know what that means by keeping it real. Because they so full of it they self, they can't see beyond they self. You know what I'm saying?
You know what I mean? Yeah, you're right. And there's some brothers out there. Some brothers out there require a dominant woman. They require a woman to be like, sit down, shut up, don't do this, don't do that. While another bedman, man, my girl couldn't talk to me like that. But it's not for you, player. Who are we to knock him? He likes being dominated. There are brothers out there who like being tricks. You understand? That's just what they do. They like paying 3-4 women's rent because that's just who they are. But the rest of us want to judge. Who qualified you? You see, yeah, I said it. I'm venturing out in the waters where a lot of y'all ain't comfortable because I'm comfortable with who I am.
Tony, as long as both parties are with it, there's not a problem. bitches
you
when you're deceiving someone and putting them through something that they haven't agreed to, that the problem comes. But as long as they're both winning, there is no problem.
That's why you got to take some time and examine the situation. Because a brother got a big dick and he dicked you down right. Are you checking the baggage that comes along with that big dick? Because she got a cute face and a big old butt and a nice smile and her sex game is off the charts. Do you know how messed up this child is in the mind? Huh? You got to examine these things before, you know what I mean, damn fool. It's just like you stepping into a river, lake, or ocean. Ain't you going to test the waters before you take your ass out into the deep end and drown your dumb ass?
It still takes you back to that. It still takes you back to that same question. Do you know what kind of love you need? If people knew that, that would answer some of those questions.
There you go. You got to figure out what works for you.
I agree with Kate Diddy on that.
That's right. You got to take some time and figure out what kind of love works for you. And to hell with everybody else. Who are we to judge? Your mama and your daddy going to say what they got to say anyway, but you know what works for you. That the kind of love you need, like my man Jesse. Jesse know what he like. He like him tattooed from head to toe slutty that's willing to crawl on the floor and bark like dogs. That's what he's about. He should have enlightened Miss Bullock to this fact.
I had this one friend, Tony. You know, his girl was always out getting caught up in some bullshit, you know, and I asked him, I said, man, ain't you tired of that shit, man? And homeboy said, basically, he looked at me and said, man, listen, you know, that's my girl. I love her. That's who she is, and she do what she do. And from that point, I mean, what the hell could I say? That's just like saying it works for me, and I'm happy, and it ain't none of your business.
There you go. And Mr. LaShawn so eloquently said, as long as both parties are mutually involved in this. Who are the rest of we? You got to present yourself for who and what you are, player. Shout out to Playerology, available at www.worldmovement.com. Click on the e-store.
Hey, Tony.
Yes.
This is Fashion again. Can I make one statement? That when you say who are we, I think we do need to stand up and defend somebody anytime we see somebody's been wronged and victimized. And, yes, I feel if somebody is trying to have their cake and eat it too, if, like you so eloquently said a few minutes ago, that Jesse James likes the women that are tattooed from head to toe, and he likes that lifestyle, then why is it he's trying to play both sides of the fence and get the respectability of being with a starlet who is not tattooed from head to toe if he's not trying to misuse and victimize somebody? And yes, I take resentment that you're telling me and anybody else to keep somebody else or to defend somebody that may be being victimized or wronged by somebody. We do need to stand up when we
let me ask you a question, how many times have you stood up for somebody that you felt like was being victimized and you end up being the outcast? They end up disliking you.
I understand that. But that's part of being standing up for what's right at all times. Whether you fall on the wrong side of things or the right side, it's how you, what you feel inside that you did the right thing.
At the end of the day, those two people end up still being together, and they both end up not talking to you.
But I wasn't necessarily just talking about in the relationships. I'm talking about in life. If you see somebody being wrong, if you see a woman being attacked, you don't feel a responsibility to stand up and, you know, do the right thing and help that person out because
it depends on the situation.
Yeah, well, for the most part,
if there's a couple Glocks on deck and a couple AK-47s, and a brother ain't armed, you got to make a conscious decision in that moment.
That's true.
That's why I'm saying it depends on the situation.
We don't want you to be a deadbeat.
You know, I mean, Fashion, I want to respond to what you said. I'm not encouraging anybody not to stand up. That's why I made sure it was clear that if both parties, you know, like I said, that's what Joyce said. If both parties are with it, who are we to judge? That's what I'm talking about. If somebody if somebody's on the wrong side of that, the only point I'm trying to make is you got to get to digging around in the people. You got to get to seeing the good. All of us want to see the good, but you got to get to know the bad too, so you can know who you're dealing with and you can equip yourself to deal with it. That's the whole point of what Pretty Tony's trying to say. Don't just get so caught up in the good that you forget about the bad. You got to dig around. Most of us don't want to deal with the bad. We want to turn a blind eye to it. We want to act like it ain't there. It's sort of like, you know, all of us done had a friend, be it male or female, who their mate just doing them wrong, and they just sit up, and you're like, you don't see that? You don't see it? What you talking about? I don't see nothing, man. Huh? What? I'm like, dude, you don't see that? Homegirl, that ain't flew on your radar? What? Well, people see what they want to see. People see what they want to feel. Now, in the case of victimization, yes, we should stand up for somebody who's been victimized. But it depends on the situation. Because some people are just naive and blatantly blind their eyes to things that are right there in front of them. And you standing there sort of like I tell people, don't get pissed on and told it's raining. Make sure you know if you're getting pissed on, it's something that you want to happen. The good and the bad. You have to identify. Tell me your horror story. Tell me about the abuse in your childhood. Tell me what went wrong while you made this decision. Tell me who you are. I don't just want to hear that, yeah, I pray 7 times a day, and I go to church every Sunday, and Lord Jesus, I'm dealing with the Lord. Tell me you used to be a hood rat, but you changed your ways because you saw the error of your ways. I used to bang, but I don't bang no more. I got caught up. And I did some foul things, and now a brother trying to right that the wrong that he committed. That's who I am. I still got this street swagger to me, but I'm a good human being on the hill. Tell me if you like me to swing from the chandeliers. Tell me if you like to be choked. Tell me about your fantasy so we can be like, nah, I ain't with that, but we might can experiment with this one. That's what the whole point of this show today. What kind of love do you need? I got to tell you, that's the only way you're going to know. I got the whole congregation quiet. That's all right. That's the objective of the pastor. Give me an amen. Give me an amen out there, please.
Amen.
Hey, we got somebody else want to join the show. I'm going to let him in right here at this little corner. 732, you on. Hello.
Hello.
Welcome to the show. Hello.
It's Kurt.
All right. Well, hey, you could talk to us, okay. We don't bite, especially on Easter Sunday, unless you ain't got no food or something. Okay, we see your hand up. We'll get back to you. You know what I'm saying? If you want to say something, hit number one on the phone again, and
yep.
We'll let you back in.
So that's what we up on here rolling with today. What kind of love do you need in your life?
Can you hear me?
Each of us.
Yeah, who's this right here?
All right, this is 111.
Okay, well, we hear you, 111.
All right. Okay, so what kind of love do you need? Well, I need a love that I can trust. I need somebody who's going to instill in me faith in her. If she doesn't instill that in me, then I can say, you know, nice to have met you, nice to have done you, but you got to go. And that's the way I feel about it. I feel that love doesn't have to be unconditional, but I feel that I have to earn the girl's love. She has to earn my love. But I have to believe in her. I have to trust her. If I can't do that, then it doesn't matter how pretty you are, how sexy you are. You're not going to last.
There you go. You hear what my man said? My man know what kind of love he needs. That works for him. That's the beauty of individuality, which most of us don't have because we get lost and caught up in what somebody else told us we should be or what we heard we should be. And in some people's case, what they read in a damn book. You got to go digging. My man said it clearly. You got to earn his trust just the way he expects for him to earn your trust, or, you know, vice versa. You all know what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, and you're right, too.
That works for him.
Yeah, and you're right. A lot of people there, they're socialized. You know, a lot of people don't really sit down and think about what's important for me, what's important for my future. Should I get married at all? If I do get married, what are the consequences? You know, should I get into a relationship with this girl? You know, and if a girl's thinking about that with a guy, you got to sit down, you got to think about it, you know? And a lot of times, it's a lot more simple than people think. There's a lot of psychobabble out there. There must be 20,000 freaking books about psychology, sociology, relationships. You know, it's very, to me, it's almost common sense. You know, and I say almost because when you start reading all this crap and seeing all this crap on TV and listening to all this crap, you get confused as hell. And so you just sit down and you just say, okay, what is it that I really need? You know? And then you start filtering out all what I call the white noise, all that BS that's just, a lot of non-essential crap. And you just sit there and say, you know what? I need somebody who loves me for me, but I can't expect her just to fall in love with me. You know, some people do. A lot of people have. But you got to earn it. And once you earn it, then you got to go from there. And you say, okay, I've earned your love. I've earned your respect. I've earned your trust. Now you've earned mine. What are we going to do with this relationship, you know?
Right.
And a lot of people, they muck it up. That's the point where I'm always interested in. How come a person, you meet somebody, she's nice looking, or he's nice looking, right? So
mm-hmm.
You go, see, you got the chemistry. Now you talk, and you say, you know what, he or she, I like the conversation. I think they're interesting people. I think they're intelligent. Then you go to bed, and you say, you know what, that was nice. Good. And then from there on, everything goes downhill. And I've always asked myself that, why?
You know, why did it go downhill?
Yeah.
Well, maybe it wasn't really that nice.
Well, or maybe you jumped into it too soon, you know, and didn't really know the person that well that you thought that
right.
You knew them, you know.
You didn't know, because all of us have emotional baggage that we bring from our past into
mm-hmm.
our present. And a lot of it is subconscious. We don't
right.
even know what it is sometimes that drives us or what makes us mad or what makes us react the way that we do. And then and then a lot of times we sabotage our own relationships. A lot of times the other person does. And when you try to fix it, that's another thing. And you try to fix it, and then they don't want to fix it.
Right.
Because of ego. Because they're selfish.
Here you go.
You
my
know?
Man, thank you for your input. I love that. We appreciate that.
Sure.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to put this out there for y'all. And this is going, you know what I mean? Y'all don't want to hear this, but I'm going to present it for what it is. The answers to your question comes down to one word. And y'all not going to believe how simple this one word is. T-I-M-E.
Time. Huh?
You need time. Everything in life, to know a person, you need time. To understand the nature of a relationship, you need time. You understand what I'm saying? Don't go in too gung-ho. Don't jump into the damn deep end too gung-ho before you give something time. You give it time and you take the tit for the tat. You go and you get to know people. But, you know, a lot of us, especially women, oh, my biological clock. Screw your biological clock.
No.
What do you mean no?
Don't say that. You can't say screw your biological clock because, well, a lot of women can't, you know, just get past that. Okay, so don't even go there with that, Tony. Okay.
All right. I touched the nerve, and we're going to keep rolling with that.
Well, that feels
you
like...
You can't say screw a biological clock, because you know what? Men have biological clocks, too, that don't have babies and stuff like that. So, you know, it's more effective for women, but men out there, they have their biological clocks, too, where there's like, oh, I'm like 30-something, and I don't have no kids, so...
Okay,
you know,
and I'm going to
tell
him, too,
go there
screw
with that
his
baby.
Biological clock. Screw his biological clock, because you know
why?
Why
are you
that's
saying
why
that?
Heartache, because that's why heartache is being given out like candy. You cannot put yourself in a box, because the person you're trying to bring into that box might not be on your schedule, and the more you push is the more they're going to pull, and then you end up being hurt after hurt after hurt. After hurt, after hurt, because you're trying to put everything on a schedule.
You know, that comes down to that sociological aspect you were talking about before, how people, you know, do because other people tell them. It's this thing, it's the biological clock. A lot of women are saying, oh, you know, I've got to get married at this particular age. Why? Why do you have to get married? Why do you have to have kids? What's the imperative in that?
But see, you know what? You know, a lot of times men, you know, they say that, but we women, we have a biological clock because we bear the babies, okay? And there comes to a certain time in your age, it's like, oh, you know, I want to have kids. That now, I'm not saying that for all women because it doesn't work like that for all women. But there are a lot of women, you know, and it doesn't work like, but it works like that for some men too. Okay, like, hey, I'm in my 30s. I need to have a kid by now.
But
you know, and...
I'm sorry.
You know, I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everybody is different.
But I believe that's the sociological aspect of it. People are indoctrinated by society to say, if a man
mm-hmm.
isn't married by a certain time, he's not really the provider and protector that this society says he should be. If a woman
right.
isn't... And if a woman
go ahead.
Isn't married,
and the same for a woman too.
Yeah, if a woman isn't married by 35 years ago, if a woman wasn't married by around 25, she was considered a barren woman. And,
or a cat lady, okay? They've got 15 cats and stuff.
Yeah, you know, she's spending $400 a week on cat food. So, you know, but why? I mean, you have to ask yourself. You have to sit down and really ask yourself, why is it that important? Okay, I want to have kids, but. You can have kids at 25, you can have kids at 30, you can have kids at 35. But what happens is that a woman feels that pressure. She now wants to pressure the man into marrying her because she's got this biological clock. I'm not
right.
up for that. I'm not up for that. I personally don't care about some girl's biological clock because I want to get married for the right reason, not because she wants to have kids and she selected me for my seed. To me.
Well, maybe that's the problem right there. Going back to what Tony was saying, it's all in what is right for that person. So if her biological clock is driving her, that's what's right for her. She's just not the right woman for you. It's just that simple.
Well, yeah.
But
there you go.
Yeah, she's not the right woman for me, but she also has to ask herself, why is it so important for me to get married to have kids? What is the great fulfillment? When you take a look around you, what's the great fulfillment of having kids? How many women truly realize when you have kids, you got to burp them, you got to wipe their butt, you got to listen to them, you got to do homework with them, you've got to take them to school, you've got to take
them. Can I ask you a question? Can I ask you a question? Do you have kids?
I'm not going to answer that.
Well, okay. I'm asking that because a lot of women that haven't had kids before,
mm-hmm.
you know, and that's a process that you go through, okay? And after the fact, you know, it's like, okay, been there, done that. And there's women out there that's like, okay, I can do this again, I can do this again, I can do this again. But there's other women out there that haven't had that process. It's like, okay, and there's no book out there that tells you how to be a parent.
Oh, there's plenty of books out there that tell you how to be a parent. Plenty of books.
It might be some books out there, but that don't mean nothing because every situation is different, okay? Every situation is different because, you know, the book that you might be reading might not fit what you're doing. You know, there might be some single parents out there. There might be some parents that have both parents, and they still don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
Every situation is different. So whatever books are out there, that doesn't mean anything. You know, people can write books all day long, but if it doesn't fit your situation, because you don't know how your kids are going to turn out. They could turn out gay. They could turn out gangsters. They can turn out whatever. You know, whatever the reason might be.
Yeah,
and
people don't know how to raise the kids until they actually have them, and if they read the books, they can,
exactly.
You're right, they can absorb them, but they still don't know. That's why you got to sit down and think, why is it so important to me? Do I really want kids because I love to change diapers, or is it because society says, you're not a woman if you don't change them?
Society, that's an instinctual nature that God put in us to go out and populate the world, because we live in a messed up society and we haven't learned how to do simple things like raise children does not mean that's not an instinctual.
Well, it is instinctual. What I'm saying is, why is it that important to everybody? You take a look around you. Do you see paradise on earth, or do you see misery?
We admit it. We're in a messed up.
It depends
right.
on where you at.
No. It doesn't matter where you go. America, England, United Kingdom, Germany, France. You go to Africa, you go to Czechoslovakia. Where can you go that there's paradise? You can't.
Well,
there's no place.
You're raising kids. There is no paradise.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's
a part of exactly. So if there's no paradise, and in America there's 50% divorce rate, right? And either last year or the year before, there were more kids born out of wedlock than there were out of marriage. Why is it important to have these kids? With a man, most of the time it's ego. He wants to leave a legacy. A woman feels, because society says to her, you've got these eggs. If your eggs become fertilized, ooh, what a grand miracle you're going to have. There's 6 billion miracles on this planet, so I don't think any of them were miracles.
Yeah. A lot of women identify that with womanhood, being able to bear children.
Yeah,
that's
how we were raised, you know, and that's what it is, and that's how we were raised. But not only because we were raised that way, you know, it's a biological thing that men don't even understand. They can't even fathom, you know, what we're feeling.
We understand. We just don't want to be bothered with it because it's a pain in the butt. Look,
yeah,
you know. You have a biological clock, but you have to ask yourself, okay, I have these instincts, but are these instincts, if I fulfill them, are they going to make me happy? Take a look around you. Take a look.
Yeah, but it's not just one person, baby. There's a lot of men that feel the same way, too. They have biological clocks, too.
Yeah, and it's based on ego. Is it important? Men have to ask themselves the same thing. Why do I want to have kids? You have kids, and you don't even want to take them to the park. What kind of daddy is that?
Yeah, but it's not just that one daddy. There's other daddies out there that are responsible, okay, that want to take their kids to the park. You know, they might have issues with each other, but he still want to see his kids. He still want to be in their life, if they're not together. And it would be great for 9 times out of 10 for the parents to be together, which doesn't always happen.
That's right. You're right.
Why is it when all the good daddies end up with all the crazy mamas?
Why they got to be crazy mamas? The daddy can be crazy too. Don't start no shit, okay? Okay? Because it can be crazy on both sides. So, you know, you're always talking about, why the mama got to be crazy? Don't start no shit and won't be none, bruh. Okay.
Eight times out of ten.
Eight times out of nothing.
No, I have to agree with them. I have to agree with them. Look, if you
there's a good daddy.
Well, that's because y'all men and you.
No. Let me ask you a question.
What?
I'm a man. You're a woman.
Yeah.
Okay. You have somebody you're in love with now. Okay.
Okay.
You don't have any problems. You're not going to have kids. You don't have to worry about the biological clock. Can you stay in a room with the man that you love for 24 hours without starting trouble?
Yeah.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
You
can. Yes, I can. How are you going to say that on your end of the phone, you know, because I don't have problems like that. I'm a confident woman, and the man that I'm going to be with, he's confident about himself, okay?
So for 24 hours, right?
Yeah.
24 hours. You can stay with them.
24 hours, 48 hours.
Without starting any game playing, any trouble whatsoever. I bet you if you had 1,000 men on the line right now, 990 of them would say, he's right.
That's not true, dude.
You know it.
Just because you've had issues
you
in your life
know it.
Doesn't mean that all the men,
uh-huh,
that, you know, there's men out here that have issues with women because they want to be with their children. Okay.
I don't know about just kids. Yeah, I mean, there are a lot of good daddies and a lot of deadbeat daddies. I agree with you on that.
Okay.
I'm talking about
a lot of good men and a lot of men.
I want to hear. Let's hear what he's talking about. So, what are you talking about then?
No, I'm not talking about children. I'm talking about if you're in a relationship with a man that you love, you cannot be in one room with him for 24 hours without starting trouble because you're going to be bored and you're going to have to do something to rile him up. You're going to want to find, yes, you will. You know why? That's also part of woman's instincts.
Are you a woman? Have you ever been a woman? So how are you going to say that?
All right. As a matter of fact, I went through surgery last week, so yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Okay.
I bet you did, okay? That's bullshit, bro. So don't even come in with me with that. Oh, yeah, I went through surgery my ass, okay? So don't even go there with that.
And
okay.
Look, you think you're denying it, but I bet
I'm not denying a damn thing. I'm telling you how it is, bruh. Okay.
Oh, you're not denying it?
No, I'm not denying a damn thing.
Okay, then I'm
you're
right.
You're not right.
Well, then you have
because
to deny it.
You're not being a woman, you don't know. Okay.
But
have you ever birthed a child before? No, you haven't. Try to pass a basketball through your ass and see how you like that shit.
You, what does
okay?
that have to do with kids? I keep saying, take the kids out of the equation.
The point is, you don't know how to choose the right type of woman, so you don't know a real woman when you see one.
See what I'm saying now? I'm thinking my point of view, and all
woman.
Of a sudden,
otherwise you wouldn't have never made that comment.
See? That's what I'm talking about. Exactly.
Exactly.
You can't be in a conversation. You can't be in a room without starting trouble. There's nothing that I said that warranted that.
You started the trouble this afternoon,
How did I start
sir?
The trouble? I brought an opinion. Did I curse out anybody? Did I insult anybody? I'm saying a woman cannot be in a room with a man, even that she loves, without starting trouble.
But
and here
you
I am, I present that to you, and all of a sudden, am I the one getting mad? Or
the truth of the matter is, everybody know women are shit starters.
That's right.
That's not true.
Oh, yes, it is.
Oh, man. See how quiet it is in the room?
Uh-huh.
All you got to do is just tell them they shit starters. They know it.
Yep.
That's a sexist statement, and that's shit starting right there to make a sexist
statement. It was all Eve's fault. Y'all been shit starters from day one.
You claim to be a prolific gentlemen, then you shouldn't be making those type of sad statements.
I like controversy.
What's the matter? What happened there? People got pissed off. That's what I'm saying, didn't I?
It's going to create controversy.
Well, controversy is one thing. But you all got mad.
Exactly.
Okay. What did I say?
And that denies people their opinion.
Mm-hmm. All right. She says, I don't deny it, but in order for you to not deny it, you had to have listened to it and then ignored it. So isn't that what you did?
The point is that not all women are shit starters. That's the whole point.
Well, okay, let's say, how many in your estimation, from all your girlfriends, the people in your family, how many do you think it actually...
Okay, you know what? We can put all of y'all... deadbeat dads in one category, okay? And we're not trying to do that.
And I'd agree
with you. Sitting over there talking about women are shit starters, okay?
I would agree with you. We're going to talk about deadbeat dads who do not pay their child support
it's
for their kids.
The first thing you guys would be hollering is that they were male bashing.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear. It was broken.
If someone made a statement about men in that capacity, the first thing you guys would say is they were shit starting.
No, but I'm agreeing with you. I'm saying if there are men, right, who are not paying their due child support when they should. They are absolutely deadbeat dads. And there are a lot of them. There's a lot of guys, as you said, who are responsible parents.
Exactly.
So what's wrong with that?
Yeah, but see, you're putting all women into one category, talking about
how,
and we're not.
But look how mad you got when I said that statement. I just said...
Yeah, I got really mad at that because not all of us are like that, bruh.
But I didn't say all women were rapists. I didn't say all women were...
Yeah, but you said all women... Somebody got their ass on there and said, all women are shit starters, and that's not even the case.
Okay, let's say 90%. What percentage do you think?
It ain't no damn 90%.
Listen to this.
Am I saying 90% of you men are deadbeat dads?
Well,
no, I'm not. I'm not saying that.
No,
so you can't categorize that.
You can categorize anything based on any type of real research.
Okay. And
anything.
What research you got that all women are shit starters and all of that?
Well,
bring it.
Again, I'll tell you what. Why don't you have a show? Invite all the friends that you have, the male and the females, and bring them on the show and ask them. Then if you do that, then if all the men say yeah and a lot of women say yeah too, then what are you going to do?
And what makes you think all the women are going to say yeah too?
Well, I don't know if all of them will, but I know one thing. A lot of them will probably act the same way you did.
Yeah, because you can't categorize like that. I'm not categorizing all men are assholes and doing that shit and not being the dads that they're supposed to.
Yeah, but I
I'm
never
not
said
doing
a woman,
that.
But and I didn't say all women are assholes. I said if you put
no, on, I'm you, no, but from what I heard, all women are shit starters, and that's
they
not
are.
The case, babe.
They
well,
are.
Hold on. We got somebody else want to join.
Bring it.
Yeah, she's
someone
ready, but she's not a shit star.
I ain't scared of none of you niggas. Okay, bring that shit.
Hello, someone ain't got your hand up, all right?
Yes, my hand is up.
Oh, well, speak to us. She's awful quiet.
Oh, how you doing? How you doing, everybody?
Hey.
Hey,
that
sounds
like
D.
Joel on the line. Is that Joel on the line?
Sweet D. I remember your voice.
Hey, Sweet D, this is Joy. That done pissed me off, girl. And it was my birthday yesterday.
Yeah,
and it's Easter and stuff. That done pissed me off. Come on, bring yours.
See, proving my point, too.
Okay. I'm just listening, I'm hearing the controversy because, women may be shit starters, but, I surely know men love controversy, too.
Well, I do.
Mm-hmm.
I do.
Well, see, now we got another female that just agreed with us that women are shit starters.
Well,
that's
we can
we
be. We can be. We can be. Yeah, we can be.
Oh, Joy, does that ruin your game? I'm sorry.
No, hell no. Because we can be shit starters, but men can be shit starters too.
Absolutely.
Okay, so I ain't scared of none of y'all. Bring the shit, okay?
So you're just proving my point.
What? What is your point, baby? That we start shit, men start shit too, and they do it underhanded to piss us off, like what you did,
What did I? Okay, Sweetie. Okay.
Yeah.
I have said, man and woman cannot stay in a room together without the woman causing trouble. Now, is that as incendiary as a lot of statements I've said?
Oh man.
Well, we can stay in the room without starting trouble.
Thank you.
We can.
For 24 hours straight, when there's nothing but harmony around, for 24 hours, it's almost impossible. Take a look at Joy. For 5 minutes, I just said that statement, and she's ready to kill.
Yeah, but you started.
That's right, because you are wrong with that, bruh. We can be in a room 2, 4, 5 days.
No,
and it doesn't have to be nothing going on, okay?
Uh-huh. You know what
they're
been
on. Let me ask you this. You think because you're in a room with a woman... And some shit got to be started because she's in there?
Absolutely.
Why?
Because she has to. She has. She needs what a
why,
woman.
Why does she
I'm
have
tell
to?
You. I'm
why
tell you.
Does she have to? What is going to make
Joy,
her
you
go
let me
off?
Talk. I'm going to tell you.
What's going to make her go off like that?
I told you. There's no harmony. Okay? She needs, and a woman has told me this, needs action. All
well,
right?
I don't know what woman told you that. Herself.
You mean, yeah.
But I can be in a room, with guys for a month and ain't no happening, okay?
Oh, for
because I'm not trying to start nothing.
No.
It won't start none, don't be none, okay?
Do you understand how contradictory you are?
No, no. Do you understand how contradictory you are? I have been in a room with men, and doesn't mean because I'm in there that some shit got to be started because I'm there. That's
I'm
what you're saying.
I'm not talking about at a board meeting or if you're in a meeting at or in a club or in a bar. I'm saying if you are in a room 24 hours with them, even with the man that you love, because there's nothing but harmony in that room, because nothing has been started already, it is going to be boring to your uterus that you are going to have.
Oh, dude, don't even go there with that.
Excuse me. Your uterus will get so inflamed that.
What about your urethra? Does that get inflamed too?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
It does.
Okay,
I don't know why y'all using all those old big words today. I don't know why y'all using all those old big words and shit.
That's body parts, dude. If you don't know it by now, you need to get a dictionary.
Well, you know, I could also see, like, you know, if you're in the room for 24 hours and she's going through a hormonal change, there might be a little controversy if there could be a word that you say that the man says and it just, like, sets her off, you know? So it's not all the woman's fault, Joe. It's not all the woman's fault.
Well, I'm not
talking about that. That's how he's making it sound, like it's all our fault.
Yeah. I'd like to post that statement to Pretty Tony. Hey, Tony,
thank you.
How often is a man in a room and he starts some shit just to get out and get in the streets with his buddy because he's not man enough to tell him? How often does that happen?
Thank you.
I'm going to tell you, Tony's not here right now, but if you want to, like, direct that question to me, I'll take it.
Bring it,
you
bro.
You ain't going to answer, honestly, hey, Diddy. I want to talk to Tony. He's going to keep it real. You're going
to... Mm-hmm. You're damn full of it.
Let me answer these questions.
I am insulted.
Be the truth.
I am insulted. How dare you say I would not keep it real?
You're going to play your best hand, whatever hand fits you best. But I want a true answer to that. How many times does a man start some shit when he's in a room with a woman just because he wants to get out in the street? Or
like they just started, okay?
True, true.
Well, first of all, we have to qualify your rating system of a man. See, the rating system that I have a man wouldn't even play those games anyway. Didn't you just ask me for a real answer?
No, I said I just posed that same statement to the gentleman, and he couldn't keep it real that the women that he's talking about that are doing that are not real women. But nobody spoke up at that time.
He said, if I don't misunderstand it, he said a woman could not be in a room with a man for 24 hours without creating some type of havoc.
Yeah, but that's bullshit. That is bullshit.
And I said he wasn't used to women.
Hey, you know what? I'm laughing is because I've been in a room with a female, and a female say, "What's wrong with you?" And I say,
"That's
nothing."
Because you're dealing with them homeless women that don't know no better.
Can I finish? I'm just giving you an example. Intelligence. I mean, you can have harmony, just like my man just said. You're sitting there just chilling, really reflecting on your day and what's ever going on in your life. But you're just at home, just having whatever, a cool time. You're in your own head. She say, "What's wrong with you?" And you say, "Nothing. Ain't nothing wrong with me." She say, "Yes, it is." And you say, "No, it's not. I'm cool. Everything's good." She said, "No,
what kind of women are you dealing with?"
And you say, "No, I'm dealing with a woman that's in the room that's not getting no attention. A woman sitting there thinking something's wrong with you, and when reality it's not. What nothing wrong with you until she starts fucking with you. You know, you're not bothering nobody. You happy she there? I mean, you know she's there. You're glad she's there. You're happy that she's there. You're just at home, just chilling.
Hey, Diddy, you know, we don't know what kind of women that you're dealing with, but there, you know, I have been in a room. I have been in a house. I have been wherever with men 24/7. and I ain't have to have that problem. Okay, you know, because you're not saying nothing to me, that don't mean shit. Okay? I don't need to talk to you. You know, I'm confident in myself, and if you don't want to talk to me, don't talk to me. No problem. Okay? So, you know, you're categorizing. Not every woman is like that, baby. Okay?
Yeah. Every
not
woman.
Everybody
every
is not every woman
every.
Is like that. So you can't categorize that.
Oh yeah, I can. Oh yeah, I can. I can because I've talked to enough women. I've talked to enough men.
No, you haven't talked to enough women, bruh. Because not every woman is like that. So don't sit
Joy.
There and talk about. I've talked to enough women. No,
Joy.
You haven't.
Joy, why are you getting
what?
All upset?
Because you categorize it, baby. I'm not
what
categorizing.
What am I categorizing? It's so terrible.
Because you're putting all women into the same perspective.
That's exactly
that's
right.
But
what am
case,
I categorizing
baby?
That is so terrible? I am saying that women, if they're in a room with a guy, and for example, and there's hardly anything being spoken, and there's nothing but harmony in that room, you girls will get all kinds of bent out of shape. You will have to try to get
no,
a rise
baby,
out of the
no,
guy.
No, no, you can't. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
I
you
know.
You are categorizing all the women the same way, and that's not even the case.
Boy, he hears you. He's just trying to get you riled up.
No, I didn't.
I know, because he's talking bullshit, okay? You're talking. No, see, you're categorizing women. Okay, we can say all men are assholes. Okay, and we're
for what reason?
And,
give
and
me a
that's not even a case.
Give me a circumstance. I just gave you a circumstance. Give me a circumstance in which a man will act or react in a certain way, and then categorize them. And
Okay. I'll give you this here. Okay,
yeah.
Men approach me all the time. They
right.
see me from the outside. Okay, they like what they see. Okay, and they're trying to get with me. It ain't that kind of business, bruh. Okay, get past what you see. Talk to me.
So what
okay,
are you saying?
I get that all the time. So I'm not categorizing all men that see me from the outside.
Okay.
That's like you are categorizing all women being in a room with a guy and he's not talking to her and she's like, well, what's wrong with you? No, bruh, that is not the case. Just because he ain't saying nothing to her, that doesn't mean that she's you know, feeling less because he's not talking to her.
I'm not saying that. You're the one
yes,
who's bringing
it. Yes, you did.
No, I didn't say that at all. I never said she's feeling less. I said she's causing trouble. When did
what
I bring
trouble?
In all the other stuff?
Same thing, bruh.
It is
you
not
say
the
she's
same
causing
thing.
Okay, why would she be causing trouble then if he's not talking to her? What's the problem?
That's exactly right. Because
I'm
either it's a self-esteem problem, okay, since you're
it
asking
it doesn't necessarily...
It's either a self-esteem problem, or there are plenty of women who are game players, so they like to do that. She's bored, which I've already said. So those are three circumstances. Now what do you got
okay.
to say, Joy?
That's bullshit.
Oh, here we go then. Okay.
I'm saying that's bullshit because you're categorizing. There might, you know what? There's some women out there that have that problem, but you're categorizing all of us to have that. And that's not even the case, bruh.
All right. Then
okay?
Me, and
I'm very self-confident with mine. Okay? I have men approach me. I have women approach me 24/7. And it ain't even that kind of case. So,
right.
you know, you can't sit there and talking about, you can't sit there and say, you know, all women are like that. It's not even the case.
But you're projecting.
You know, you're categorizing. That's what I said.
Are we going to have part two on this show?
We can do that. We can have part four
no,
on this bad boy. I love it.
Yeah,
we can have part nine on this bad boy. I love it.
You know she'll talk through 24 hours. She'll talk through 84 hours, won't you?
Hey, I ain't scared of you, bro. We can bring it to the parking lot, okay? I love it. We can do this all day long. Okay, I just had my birthday yesterday. It's Easter Sunday.
Really?
Happy birthday.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
But I love it. I love the controversy. And, you know, it just
y'all
brings more life to
left,
our
yeah.
show.
Oh, okay, Diddy.
What are you saying?
You
know, y'all have 4 minutes left.
Oh.
Yeah, how about that? So, y'all, look. We're definitely going to have to do this again.
I guess
we have to run. But, you know, we're coming down to our last 3 minutes of the show. So, you know, usually we take this time to thank everybody for joining us today on Can a Player Play. check us out at worldmovement.com. Go get the books, play a Steffi Gamer, play Ology, and soon to be released, Who Is She and What Is She to You, all right? And we go on with Lady Joy. Tell us what's good with you, baby, where the fans can always reach you with your gorgeous day after your birthday.
She's at harmony.com.
Even though...
You guys can catch me on Facebook, Joy LaShawn, L-A, capital S-H-A-W, and I know I've had people trying to contact me that I haven't talked to in years, and no, I'm not wanted on America's Most Wanted or anything like
that.
And if you're in the Vegas area, yesterday was my birthday. I wanted to have a party at a certain point, but that didn't happen. So I'm having three birthday parties next week. So you can catch me on Facebook to find out where they are. I love my Facebook family, and I love my people on Can a Player Play. I love you guys. You know,
and
you rob me up, and I like that. I like that, okay? Because like somebody said, you get bored and stuff. Okay, well, whatever.
That's it.
Okay, and that's where you can catch me at. I love you guys.
Yeah, and all the birthday presents can send to me, you know what I'm saying? I make sure that
why they got to send my birthday presents to you?
Because I want to make sure there's no bombs in them or nothing.
Yeah, whatever,
and,
dude.
You know, if you got some jewelry or some shit in there that's valuable, I want to make sure that you get it. You know what I'm saying?
Not going to happen, Kevin.
Well, you know, I'm just looking out for you, you know, make sure you don't get no hate mail or nothing. Just beat up folks and stuff. So, you know, I just got to do my job and look out for you, sis, you know what I'm saying? You know.
Well, Mama... Hello?
Oh, we didn't...
Yeah, well, that was just quiet. It just got gone. But anyway, good people... I think we're down to our last little 30 seconds, and we're going to see y'all next week, same time. You know, come
same
back
bad time,
us,
same bad channel.
Talk about what we talked about, and hopefully you'll learn something. I am K. Diddy. I am the prolific and prolific. You know, some of my other comrades, they say they ghetto and prolific, and that's okay, too.
All right, well, happy Easter, everybody.
And
back at you.
Bye-bye.
Absolutely. Bye-bye. Y'all have a good day. Don't do nothing I wouldn't do. And,
that leaves it open
family.
For a lot.
Pass it by any time. You know what I'm saying? Yay, yay. Can I play a play? Yeah. Better believe C-Pain. Hey. If I had a fade, I'd still be a nappy boy. Take down my braids, I'd still be a nappy boy. I jump my head, I'ma still be a nappy boy. But if I'm bitten, thank God I'm a nappy boy. Street credibility, black card ability. Front yard, car lot, backyard, baby. I don't have a house, no. I have a castle, cathedral, chapel. Give away homes, pick a ticket off the raffle. I can take you anywhere, know how to act. Jazzy face, showing up and showing out. I say, oh, and easy, oh, so easy. I can be me being everybody else. That's the hard part. Ain't T-Pain, no, girl, I can't sing. Ain't Lil Wayne, got no championship ring. Quiet as kept, I'm not even signed yet. I'm waiting on that call from Tallahassee about my sign check. You can bet, like BET. Black Star Power is in me along with the Hennessy. Blue president black, yeah. I know you like it how I know because I'm psychic, telepathic, intergalactic, interactive. Somewhere with the asteroids and comets, dressed cleaner than comet. Enjoying these zeros and commas, it's better than what it sounds. Three rings, I'm enjoying balloons and the clowns. You fool.
about it. I make a profit, put some money in your wallet. We can turn your closet into your family's personal shopping. I thought that you would like it, didn't know that you would love it. Want me on your hip like a sidekick in public, girl. A blaze on my waist, I guess I caused you harm, nah. Cause that's everybody else. I walk around fly like my first name Stealth. Don't need no heater, don't serve Coconina. I could be a pimp, something like Bun Beater, but it's only one of him, and it's only one of me. R.I.P. Pimp C. L.V.N.V. Las Vegas, Nevada. My pockets is fatter, my rhymes is badder. And I got the product that everybody looking for. I got the crowd packed from the ceiling to the floor. They came to see me, cause I got the illest flow. They came to see my truck, my rims, inches 44. And they stop and go. I know you wanna pose to live like wonderful.